Welcome, everybody. February 16th. No, that's next week. February 9th. We're kind of at the center of ourselves here in the timeline. It's moving fast enough as it is. So today, February 9th, 2010, the Mayan sign is a really wonderful energy for the day, so I wanted to just go over that first so you can just expand into the Mayan frequency for the day, which is the galactic tone of 11, which is the number for resolution, or we also call it the number of the guru, where you move into that higher frequency. So it's a good day to shift energies. And according to the Mayan calendar, 11 assists every new creation to find its place in the universe. And it sounds like somebody needs the star 6. I'm sort of hearing the background noises, if you haven't done that. Thank you. In the process of fitting in, some modifications must occur. 11 assists every new creation to find its place in the universe. In the process of fitting in, some modifications must occur. That's funny, that's what we were talking about. Okay, I think somebody needs to star 6. I heard some background, like dishes. So if you could star 6, that'd be great. Somebody in the kitchen or something. Thank you. 11 is the energy of dynamic action, facilitating change, simplification, and improvement. And it's the Mayan sign of the jaguar. Born with a deep love of Mother Earth, a jaguar or shaman. Okay, I'm still hearing dishes. Can someone else star 6? Someone's in the kitchen? Maybe they're not listening. The jaguar shaman is directly tied to the source of all Earth's magic. They possess great power of intellect and strength or character through integrity. And that's what we're doing. We're getting aligned with these higher frequencies, the integrity of the higher frequencies. Jaguar energy is feminine in nature and is the ruling spirit of jungles, plains, and mountains. The spirit of jaguar inhabits the Mayan temples and is called on to assist in spiritual as well as material ways. Jaguar is the god-goddess of gratefulness. Patience born of strength and skill can turn to pounce and make quick decisions and actions. Both bold and stealthful, jaguars do not often attack directly, and communications from them usually contain some mystery. In the absence of integrity, jaguar power is corrupt. So this is a good day to commune and give thanks to Mother Nature. So I thought that was a beautiful way to begin our call today, really honoring and feeling that power of the jaguar, that communion, the feminine power of Mother Nature. So what I'm directed to talk about today, what the beings that are working with us want us to work with, is the divine mind, understanding the divine mind. We've been talking about on our calls about how the last week we talked about how duality is breaking down. So if you can imagine, almost like taking bricks out of a building, heavy bricks that have been holding a certain structure in place. So if you can imagine the structure of duality as certain bricks, and you think of bricks as they're very dense matter, right? They're sort of hard. You don't want to run into a brick wall, so to speak. So we're literally disassembling the density of duality. That's what's happening right now. And what's helping this density of duality to disassemble is being connected with the divine mind, your own divinity. And more of your power lives in your divinity, your divine mind, your soul, your spirituality, than in the physical body. And that's been an illusion that's been perpetuated by the powers that be, so to speak, or that people bought into, that they were more human than divine. So there's been more of a focus on the dense physical plane. But in reality, more of us, more of you really is spirit. You're more spirit. You're more divine than a physical body. You're more divine than the animal nature, the being that we're in these mammal bodies, so to speak. So speaking the truth that we're more spirit, we're more soul, we're more divine than anything else. A greater proportion of us is really divine, is really spirit. Then we can put into proper perspective and proper proportion the physical body. And then the physical body can be filled with more of the divine energy as we invite our soul into the physical body. And the way we do that is to align with the truth that we are more spirit, more soul than physical. And that creates a great equilibrium and a great opening to move into the frequency of the divine. And as each of you do that, each of us does that, then that helps bring more divine energy onto planet Earth as duality is being broken up. So this is the anchor that the Yogi Bhajan, who's here right now, and also Baba Sri Chand, who I've been working with, is here right now, are really wanting us to be aware of. And they're telling us how, as we embrace the power of the divine mind and we enter our own divine mind and merge with our own divinity, and we do that while we're in physical bodies, that we're making great strides in bringing these higher frequencies onto the planet and bringing the consciousness of divinity onto the planet. So as duality is broken up, it's replaced with these higher thought forms. The higher thought forms that emanate from divinity, emanate from the divine mind. Okay, you can, somebody that's talking, go ahead and star 6. So the qualities of the divine mind live in the quantum field, the unified field, and the divine mind has the same qualities, such as infinite organizing power and being fully awake within itself. These are some of the qualities. Infinite correlation. Everything is connected. The quantum field correlates everything with everything else. So as we move into the awareness of the divine mind, then we move out of the limitations of duality, that the illusion of duality. And this is the first time that these energies are so prevalent on the planet. What happened when man, the fall from grace, the fall from the divine, man fell into the illusion of the physical reality being greater than the spiritual reality, it was as if a veil of oblivion was pulled around everyone, and it was a veil that was very dense vibrations. And this is the first time on the planet, as the planet moves into ascension, that this veil can be totally pushed aside. And it doesn't compromise anything. It just opens up the truth. So as duality falls, it's being replaced with the truth, with these higher frequencies. So people have somewhere else to look. And that's what we were talking about last week, giving people somewhere else to look so they can look to oneness. Look to love, look to compassion. They can look beyond the pain of being human. So that's where the peace comes in. When we or someone else has physical problems, like we were talking about when we first all got onto the call, it gives you another place to go that's bigger than any problems that we have. It takes us out of the limits of duality when we get connected with the divine mind. So right now I am feeling Yogi Bhajan and Baba Sri Chand. So I'm going to talk about a couple experiences I've been having this week with them. They're asking me to convey some what I consider to be simple yet profound experiences. So one thing that happened, they want me to talk about how as the veil is being lifted that our connection with the masters is changing. And what I was experiencing this week and what's more available to be experienced is that being with the masters and having a relationship with the ascended masters on the other side is becoming more and more accessible as the veil is lifted. And what they're wanting me to talk about is that it's more conversational. I know we get feelings and energies, and when we meditate, we get clear, but it can be more conversational. And that's what I was experiencing, that I was just having conversations with, as an example, I had a conversation with Babaji, and I mean with Baba Sri Chand, and I was just talking to him about something that was happening in the living situation I'm in. I'm living with another person, and something happened that really annoyed me, and I was having a hard time shifting it and getting into a better place. And so I just started having a conversation. Okay, Baba Sri Chand, you know, what's the way out of this? And he just started guiding me on what may have seemed to be kind of a mundane situation where I was annoyed and I was expecting a certain thing from this other person that annoyed me and wasn't happening, and I was kind of going deeper and deeper into my own kind of ego space, so to speak. And so we just started having a conversation, and it felt very relaxed. And he was saying, okay, well, this is what, you know, I suggest that you do. I suggest that you work with the situation in this way, and you find out what that other person needs and see if you're able to do something for them. And I actually did that, and I felt that Baba Sri Chand was guiding me and kind of holding my hand, so to speak, and I found that I kind of became aware of something that this other person needed, which I did. And by the time all that happened, the energy completely shifted, and then I said to Baba Sri Chand, I said, well, Baba Sri Chand, that isn't what I wanted at the time. It wasn't what I was thinking. And he said, yes, but things did get better, didn't they? And that's what you wanted. And so I said, yes, they did. So I was really grateful for the guidance. And that's kind of an example that we all know, that we all know hypothetically that serving someone and seva is the highest path. But sometimes we just need to be guided through the myriad of our own minds, of our own limitations, of our own pain. And we need guidance and we need support, like almost like hand-holding, and that's what Baba Sri Chand did for me in that particular instance. So the idea is that these ascended masters are becoming more available to us just to have conversations with. And as we have conversations with them, what they can do is they can lead us and train us how to actually, on a regular basis, train our minds to become aligned with the divine, or train us to live from the consciousness of the divine mind. And I know that you're all doing a lot to do this, and they're saying they can help even more. And as you do this for yourself, then others around you will start to pick up the energy of that, and you're going to put that into the field. And this is what we've been talking about doing, putting these higher frequencies into the quantum field and the planet, the grid of the planet, and that's what you're doing. So these ascended masters are offering to be more conversational with us. And there can be different masters for different times, different needs, different frequencies, different feelings, and they have different energy signatures. And as we know, to call upon the golden chain and Yogi Bhajan, we can say Om Namo, which is our favorite mantra, of course. And Yogi Bhajan also told us at one lecture where I was with him, if you want to call upon me, put your right hand up, your palm facing forward, and make your index finger go up and down, and go Yogi Ji, Yogi Ji, Yogi Ji. So that's another way to call upon him. And right now, Yogi Bhajan's here, and as I'm actually doing that gesture, and he's smiling and laughing and saying, I'm glad you remembered that I taught you that. And I'm glad that you're sharing that. And he's just enjoying that we're talking and sharing right now. And I'm feeling Yogi Bhajan, and I'm feeling right now at this moment a lot of love and compassion. And he's saying that he's feeling what we're going through, that you're not alone. And call upon him more. And he said, you can, even with physical ailments, you can call upon him, Yogi Ji, Yogi Ji, Yogi Ji, you know, guide me with whatever physically you're going through. And he'll help you through it. He's saying, yes, the physical form is changing and is actually being up-leveled, and he's And he's even saying it's almost like a new program being put into you, like your computer's being upgraded. And he's saying, as you work with developing your mind, remember what he taught us, that the mind follows the breath and the body follows the mind. So he said, really watch your thoughts and ask him how to work with your thoughts in relationship to physical situations. And there may be certain thoughts or thought patterns that you're needing to release. Or some people were saying certain situations they're changing or releasing. And then he will work with you in guiding certain thought patterns so that your body can continue to be up-leveled to these higher frequencies. So that's what I hear Yogi Bhajan saying to us right now. And I also see Baba Siri Chung sitting right here, and he's saying that he's happy to interact, and he works a lot with rejuvenation also. And one thing that we know about, but they're also talking to us about, Baba Siri Chung and specifically right now, is saying that an energy that needs to be put into the field as the bricks of duality break down and collapse is forgiveness. And Baba Siri Chung is saying it's a quality, it's an energy, and we know that the roots of the word for and give move forward in giving. So it's a time where we can pull through these ascended masters and move forward into these higher frequencies, and that's what forgiveness is. It's not making things that happened in the density of duality okay. It's about looking to these higher frequencies, and it's about moving forward. So part of training our minds to be entering the divine mind is this forward motion. And Baba Siri Chung is saying that it's not static. It's not static in the galaxy, in the universe. It's not static in other dimensions. Like sometimes, he said, we have some illusions that have been put into our minds, as an example by the collective, is that, oh, people are going to go to heaven and it's very quiet and they're going to be playing harps or whatever. And he's saying that the higher dimensions are very dynamic and very creative. There's an infinite dynamism, is one way of talking about these higher frequencies, the quantum field, the dynamic field. It's fluid, it's flexible. It is silent, but it's not dead. There's an aliveness, and out of the quantum field comes every possibility that we pull from the quantum field when we create new frequencies on the earth. When you create a painting, when you have an inspiration to be compassionate to someone, those are the higher frequencies that are being generated and created in the quantum field. And he's saying that right now in this moment, that he is generating, Baba Siri Chung is saying, he is generating these higher frequencies right now. And the more that we invite them into us and embrace them and feel them and talk to him, the more that he can keep creating. So it's a synergy. As these ascended masters are pouring down these higher frequencies for us, the more we embody them and invite them in and invite Baba Siri Chung to be with us, as an example, which he is right now in Yogi Bhajan here also, the more they can give us, the more they can create. So we're experiencing this law of oneness where we're all creating together. So again, what we're talking about is forgiveness, moving forward into giving. It's not a word of being pitying someone. Oh, I pity them. They didn't know what they were going to do. I'm higher than them. I'm going to forgive them. No, there's a new, the higher frequency definition of forgiveness is forward motion, moving forward, and giving from these higher frequencies. So we're giving higher frequencies to these lower frequencies. So you really are in a process, we really are in a process of giving higher frequencies out into the quantum field in our daily interactions with other people. That's what we're doing. That's how we're moving forward. We're able to give higher frequencies to energies, to situations where there was so much density and there was so much duality that a lot of pain was caused. And this is literally breaking up the pain, and it will, these frequencies will break up the pain in your physical body and allow you to move into a body that has quantum light in it. And they're also saying remember things like drinking charged water, like we did with the crystal, that you can, as you drink the higher frequency waters, that will help cleanse and move your body into the higher frequencies. That would work with the crystalline energy and lemon, and remember to charge your water in sunlight if you can, you know, find it in these wintry days. And also green, like spirulina. So the higher frequency foods will help rebuild your body in these quantum, so you'll have a quantum light body. So Baba Siri Chund is just saying he's meditating on each one of you. And he's sitting with you in meditation, and he's almost like opposite you, like upside down, like a quantum, like a mirror image. And allow that to come into focus, and allow him to be your friend. Not friend like buddy, but higher frequency, like conversational, like he will guide you in a friendly manner. It doesn't have to be scary, and you can just talk to him, and he will talk to you and guide you through different situations, and you don't have to be embarrassed, he's saying, that he's not going to make you wrong or anything like that, and that's part of duality, is feeling like there's something wrong with us, and that's all the old Piscean programming that's falling away, that was all put in place to control humanity and basically take people's individual power and take energy from them. But we're reclaiming that. We're coming back into our theme for the day, which is the divine mind. So we're coming back into the consciousness of what building the frequency of the divine mind, and again, the body following the mind. And then we're building the divine body from these frequencies, these higher frequencies that are pouring through. Wow, so it's really beautiful. And as we move into this quantum field of the divine mind, I'm sure that you've all had little synergistic events that you notice all the time, and you may be noticing those increasing. And I had kind of a funny little experience. So I was thinking, I had a question in my mind, actually, and it's just sort of a funny little anecdotal synergistic experience. I just had this question in my mind. It was actually pretty mundane. It was a tax question. And then I went to this health club that I belong to, and they have a sauna, and I was sitting in the sauna, and it was really funny. These people in the sauna were talking about taxes. There was a lady there who prepares taxes for people. And they were just talking. I was sitting there. I wasn't saying anything. And they answered my question. And I'm just laughing, and I was just laughing. And I see Baba Siri Chund and Yogi Bhajan laughing, saying, yes, whatever you want, it's going to appear in unexpected ways. So don't expect things to be the same. And just rejoice when you getting answers to your questions, even the most mundane questions, in very ways, unusual ways, ways that you may not expect. So I was just really laughing about that. I never expected that. I was, this question that I just had in my mind that I hadn't even asked anybody out loud was going to get answered randomly at when I went into the sauna at the health club. So, and not even speaking. I didn't even get the information that this person was a tax preparer and say, hey, I've been wondering about this. She just answered my question. So it's an example that the universe is coming to us and giving us what we need. And the important point is that keep vibrating at the level of the frequency, knowing that your mind is divine and your questions will be answered. And it's okay to have questions. It's okay to have needs. It's okay to get help working out mundane situations, whether it's a tax question or it's a situation of somebody that you work with or somebody that you live with. Whatever it is, it's okay to get support in working out those questions. And these frequencies are rushing towards us, bringing us whatever it is that we need. And just keep working with them and knowing that your greatest strength, your greatest power, and most of you live in these higher frequencies, and this is what's being unveiled on the planet. And you are the ones, we are the ones who are the way showers of the words that I'm getting right now. We are putting this in the quantum field, and it is being, and as we on this call put these frequencies in the quantum field, they're going to be accessible for more and more people. So you really are quantum leaders. You're jumping ahead. You're putting more beautiful, anchoring more beautiful frequencies onto the planet than you know. And right now, Yogi Bhajan sitting here shaking his head and smiling, and Baba Siri Chan just saying, yes, yes, we're working with you. We acknowledge you. We want you to know that these higher frequencies, these higher feelings, these higher thoughts, like when you have a moment of compassion for someone that maybe you could have gotten annoyed with them, that's going into the field, and then that's helping many other people. It's being strengthened. Every time you change something around, you might be annoyed for a moment, but if you change it into compassion, that's going into the quantum field, and that's strengthening these higher frequencies that are coming onto the planet. And it's these moments of trust and faith where you take that leap. You take that leap to move into co-creation, move into containing these lower frequencies and holding the higher frequencies. It's those moments that are really quantum leaping the whole planet forward and allowing the ascension of the Earth to take place. And it's beautiful that we're moving into, we're anchoring in the energies of the Jaguar, the energies of Mother Earth today, the energies that are alive in Mother Earth today. And it's all of us that are part of Gaia. Yes, Gaia, Mother Earth, is a frequency. She is a being, but we're part of that being. It's not like, okay, there's a separate being that at one point millions of years ago came into this rock called the Earth, which began to sprout all this life, including us. It's a unified field. It's an energy field that came into this planet, and we're part of that unified field. So we are Gaia. We are part of Gaia. So as we move with the beautiful harmonic frequency of Gaia, with the energy of the Jaguar that we have today, then that does start to create the harmony and the life back on the planet for all of us to move back into energizing and healing the planet and allowing all those beings that can come forth and help us to come through even more. And Babaji's just sitting here saying, yes, yes, this is it. And Baba Siri Chand is sitting here. So to call upon the different masters, remember that it's important to invite them in. And for Baba Siri Chand, you can say Alok, which means I call on Alok Baba Siri Chand, come in. And, of course, like we just said, and we all know, Om Namo, call on Yogi Bhajan and the Golden Chain. That's another way to call them in. And Babaji, of course, is an ascended master, and his mantra is the Shiva mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. So that's the beautiful, beautiful Shiva energy piercing the veil also. So it's all oneness. And you can just feel maybe at different experiences or at different times working with the different energies of the ascended masters. But the important pivotal point is they want us to invite them in, and then they will talk to us and they will work with us. So they want it to be really a personal experience where we are where they feel that we are inviting them in, and then and something that maybe we think is a personal experience that we would be maybe embarrassed to talk about. They're saying, nothing is too personal, nothing is too petty, because you're so powerful. You're such a powerful spiritual being. That's who you are, and we see who you are. And as you allow us to be with you, you'll be able to see more and more of who you are. And that's what this ascension is about, seeing the truth of who we really are, seeing the truth of who Gaia really is, seeing the truth of how the ecosystem is all one, it's all connected, and the power of that unity and how it all works together is so magnificent and so stupendous and so exciting. And it's exciting that we can all work together, that we can work with the Ascended Masters right now and move into these higher frequencies. And that is what we're working with today. We're working with entering the divine mind. We're working into moving into these waves of spiritual energy, letting them come like waves. So there's a forward motion that's like a wave that's moving us. And as we do this, we're moving through our lower frequencies and through our resistance, and then we're opening up the space for others to do that. And that's what they wanted us to talk about today. And I'm feeling really blessed right now that they're with us. So we're going to move into our meditation right now for healing us and healing the planet. So go ahead and move and sit cross-legged if you can. And focus at your third eye. We go into our meditation. Focus on your third eye. Exhale, let energy come all the way down into your body. Hold the healing of planet Earth, higher frequencies in your field. And then placing your hands on your heart. Inhale and let those higher frequencies come into your own body, healing your own body. And exhaling, letting the energy circulate in your own body, pulsating with Mother Earth, coming up from the earth into your body and exhaling into the earth. So you're getting connected with the heartbeat of the mother to heal you, soothe you. Go ahead and relax the breath and slowly come back. And on this day of the Jaguar, we commune with Mother Nature and give thanks to Gaia. Slowly come back, and when you're ready, you can star six and we can talk for a minute and connect and commune with each other. Beautiful.